The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. Your host, John Statman, with you on this Friday, 12th day of January, 2018. Mike, the asshats and the moles and trolls are still active, I hear. I was listening to Michael Herzog's program, and the same guy that called from Canada on my show, called into Rivero. Well, he was shocked to hear he was banned from the network. I'm banned, he says. Yes, you are banned. Surprised? Well, don't be. This is not a mainstream network. And I don't know. Did the guy get himself in trouble up in Canada that he has to go out and support, you know, whatever? The hate laws? I don't know. And quite frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Out in California, Governor Jerry Brown urged lawmakers to remain vigilant as they debate the record-setting $132 billion general fund budget he proposed Wednesday, saying that there's an inevitable recession lurking in our future. Okay. This was written by a San Franciscan, and it was done by Melody Gutierrez. So you can just about imagine the slant on the story. And it becomes really evident because they go into this insane thing about budget surpluses and, you know, we should have spent our tax dollars better, but Jerry unveils a $132 billion budget for California, all the while Californians, the smart ones, are leaving the state at Mach 3 with their hair on fire. The January budget proposal kicks off 6 months of negotiations with the Democratic-led legislature and will be the final budget under the termed-out governor ahead of the November election. Oh, so he's got to come in and really stick it to the Californians before he's, how did they put it here, termed out governor? He was termed out the first time around. The idiots in California voted him back in. How do you like me now? Governor Jerry Brown presents highlights of his budget proposal in Sacramento, a record spending plan that includes a rainy day funding to hedge against a recession he sees on the horizon. You're helping it, Jerry, you damn fool. That money would repair neighborhood roads, state highways, and commuter corridors and upgrade public transit. Brown wants to put more money into the state's rainy day fund than required by law by adding another $5 billion in two payments to bring the total up to $13.5 billion. Now, you notice he's got a budget of $132. What the hell is his $13.5 rainy day fund going to do? Next to nothing. Most of the money is from the $6.1 billion surplus in tax revenue, which one Republican assemblyman, Matthew Harper of Huntington Beach, that's down in Orange County for you folks that don't live in California, said should be returned to taxpayers. Other Republicans praised Brown for his increasing the state's rainy day fund and called for more to be used to pay down debt. This is insanity. This is the thinking of the legislators out in California. And of course, Assemblyman Jay Obernottle, he's from Big Bear Lake in San Bernardino County. He's only an assemblyman. I guess I don't have to get his name exactly right. He's only an assemblyman. He says it's good news for Californians. We have such a large budget surplus. But it also graphically illustrates the fact that Californians are overtaxed. And it also graphically illustrates the fact that recently enacted tax increases on Californians, such as the gas tax, that went into effect last November, were completely unnecessary. I'm sorry. Assemblyman Jay Oberlani, or whatever the hell your name is, did you happen to take a look at the governor's budget? $132 billion. You know, it must be horrible for a Republican nowadays to be walking around in just at an absolute fog. I mean, seriously, folks, how do you sell anything in California anymore? You have the inmates running the asylum out there. And then you got politicians trying to save their jobs, trying to get reelected for another go-round to do what? I'm not exactly sure. The state is in trouble. And your governor made it a sanctuary state. Billions of dollars are flying out the door to take care of illegals that shouldn't be in the damn state anyhow. Wow. Now there's your progressive thinking. The state, however, estimates that even a moderate recession would drop state revenue by more than $20 billion each year for several years. And even Jerry admits that California has a very volatile tax system. No, we got volatile idiots out there in charge of the purse strings, Jerry. He says it means that money comes in very generously, very buoyantly, but it goes out the same way. It's so important that we prepare for that recession. God, what a moron. What a moron. Brown's proposed budget is nearly $7 billion more than the current fiscal year budget for the general fund, which pays for the basic state services, such as paying illegals for their education, paying the illegals at hospitals for their care. When they do lock up the illegals in prison, they got to pay for them there. And social service programs, which are inundated by illegals, draining everything out of it. Just thought I'd throw that in there. With special funds, that's not part of the fact stuff is part of the story. The commentary wasn't made by the screwed up San Franciscan that misses the point. With special funds and bond funds included, the governor's total spending plan is $190 billion. Wow. $190 billion. So let me see. They're getting burned out. They're getting rained out. They're getting taxed out. They're flat out. They're leaving California. Jerry, what do you think that's going to do to your tax base then? Businesses are leaving California. What's that going to do to your tax base then, Jerry? I mean, this is absolutely, absolutely insane. A kid that understands simple math, addition, subtraction, multiplication, probably could do what Jerry Brown can't, make sense of it all. But he's not there to make sense. He's there to keep burying the state in debt. That's their job. CSU Chancellor Timothy White said in a statement, "This budget proposal could reverse any progress made in the last decade, diminishing student access, success, standalone word, I don't know what he means by success, limiting degree attainment and depriving California's industry of skilled professionals." And again, is this the students that have taken out student loans through the federal government? They're going to graduate from college to go into the workplace to find no jobs. You know, and if I hear one more asshat on this mainstream media say that the economy is doing well, I think I'm just going to throw the damn TV out the second story window. The economy is not doing well. Hasn't been doing well for the last, 10 years? I want you folks to take note of something. During the last Great Depression, this is the depression that made the original depression look like a recession. Important difference being, we weren't straddled with all that debt in 1929. Sure, we had some debt. But it was not insurmountable. Even the debt under the new funny money system still could be handled. But not today. Not now. And it won't ever be under the current system. Jerry made a very, very profound statement that even his communist and socialist friends in California probably went right over their heads. And for the rest of America that can't figure out what happened to America, and they can't designate a current state of political affairs, Jerry says it all. It does make our very progressive tax system more burdensome than need be. What? Now, are you seeing why the great senator from California, Barbara Boxer, which, by the way, has not been in the news. Was she KO'd in a fight she got into? Did they drag her out of the ring? Did they have to bury her someplace? Or is she in intensive care or in a mental hospital somewhere? Barbara Boxer, years ago, and I'll never forget this, come popping off an airplane, and it was an issue of gun control, but she just couldn't contain herself. Evidently, she went to one of the middlemen meetings, popped off this airplane, and just started extolling the virtue of, well, when we tax American people at 80-85%, and then she corrected herself, maybe it won't have to be that high. But this has been repeated over and over again, and people laughed at it. They scoffed at it. They thought, oh, that's just a conspiracy theory. You people are nuts. Really? Heavy progressive taxes. Read the damn Communist Manifesto. That's what these people are. That's what they're practicing. And I'll tell you what, in a perfect world, with educated people and an honest court system, these people should be brought up on charges of treason, knowing what they're doing. See, this is the unadmitted thing that keeps going on. Socialism, with their communistic ideas slathered on top. This is the antithesis to America, its economic system. And they are following a pattern. They're following a blueprint. This is no accident. And they should be charged for treason. Because of what? Oh, well, we tried rooting the communist out of Hollywood back in the 50s. And you see how politicized that got. And now that's just a punchline to some people. You're one of those 50s, let's go get the communist guys, huh? Yeah, that was all just flaky, really? Your progressive ideas that have dominated Hollywood for some 50, 60 years coming to light, and, oh, that's just an accident? These people think that they're powerful enough to make their own rules, that nobody is going to catch them because they're untouchable. But they will try to do damage control and keep this communistic state afloat by throwing a few bones here and there. After all, didn't Mr. Weinstein get the axe out there? Do you think Weinstein is the only guy? My God. There are worse people in Hollywood than Mr. Weinstein. But I'm sure they got their own little hit teams going, so I don't mean to laugh, but folks, it's at that stage. It does make our very progressive tax system more burdensome than need be. Wow. And here's the wisdom of the outgoing Jerry Brown. And he says, and I think that this was the point. This was an assault by the Republicans in Congress against California, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Illinois, and Massachusetts. It's really a dumb move on their part of the Republicans, and I hope the next Congress will be Democratic and they reverse that. Wow. You know, for all the damage the United States Congress assembled has done, I'm all for putting them on a moratorium for the next 5 years. Just stay home. Just don't bother coming in. You guys can't fix stupid, let alone fix what's broken that wasn't meant to be fixed in the first place. And once you go down that rabbit hole of the debt money system, the middle that I've always talked about, the middle people, the profit takers, the extorters, the interest people, until you right that ship, guess what's never going to happen? America's never going to be great again, okay? If it ever was, we came close a few times. That's for sure. We were able to pretty much live an unrestricted life. Well, depends on where you went and how you conducted your business and where you conducted your business, that you started feeling the pangs of control. But there's nothing about reducing budgets, is there? There's nothing, excuse me, what budgets were slashed in Washington, D.C.? Oh, the government's going to be forced to shut down next week if we can't borrow more money. Yeah, folks, it's going to shut down any damn way. Why don't we just let them shut it down? My goodness, and the business of the people have to be picked up by the respective states. They can start their own state banks. They can tell the Fed and their funny money people to go to hell, go straight to hell, do not collect $200 funny money. Can't do that. No more. And then, gosh, what does Mr. Trump do? He knows damn right well what is needed to make America great again. I don't know. Maybe the people delivered a personal message to him and said, Mr. President, don't screw with the middle people here, because if you do, you're going to end up dead. Kind of like John F. Kennedy, November 22nd, 1963. As nobody was looking, Trump pardoned 5 mega banks for corruption charges, which, by the way, he owes millions to. Making America great again? Donald, come on, man. Come on. Credulity. You're out of the box. Trump followed in the footsteps of Obama and pardoned 5 mega banks, one of which he reportedly owes up to $300 million to in outstanding loans. And while everybody was wrapped up with the holidays and New Year's, Trump followed in his footsteps of his predecessors by acting in the interest of Wall Street and using the distraction to do something that was not in the best interest of the American people. No pun intended, I'm sure. Interest. He pardoned 5 megabanks for rampant fraud and corruption, which is especially notable because of the amount of money he owes them. Trump has been using Deutsche Bank since the 1990s, and Financial Times has reported that he now owes the bank at least $130 million in outstanding loans secured in properties in Miami, Chicago, and Washington. However, the report claimed that the actual number is probably much larger at $300 million. Well, I'll take this break, come back. I'll cover more of this, folks. Make America great again. We don't need the great middleman bankers, the banker bastards. If we have them in tow, we will never, ever be great.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Before I continue here with the unphenomenal move by Mr. Trump, Dr. Jennifer Daniels is coming back on air. We have not been able to locate Dr. Wynn Parker. And so Jennifer Daniels is going to come back in, and she's going to assume his time slot. Sometimes we're put in a position that we don't have the correct information. We cannot act accordingly. So Dr. Jennifer Daniels is going to be in Dr. Wynn Parker's spot for the foreseeable future. So it is what it is. Now, Mr. Trump and his forgiveness. Reports claimed that Deutsche was the only bank willing to lend Trump money after his companies faced multiple bankruptcies. The relationship has continued over the years. An analysis from the Wall Street Journal claimed that Trump has received at least $2.5 billion in loans from Deutsche Bank over the last 20 years. Now, there have been concerns about Trump's ties to the bank becoming a conflict of interest dating back to the 2016 election, and so on and so forth. Now, during the week of Christmas, the Federal Register announced that the Trump administration had issued waivers to Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, Barclays, UBS, and Deutsche Bank, all megabanks facing charges of fraud and corruption. The banks were involved in the LIBOR scandal, in which they colluded to deliberately depress the rate at which they paid out on investments by suppressing the London Interbank Offered Rate. That's what the LIBOR stands for. At the beginning of the economic crisis back in 2007, the mega banks were able to boost their earnings and give their customers a false sense of security. And I'm sure the bailouts didn't hurt them either. So, Deutsche Bank pled guilty to wire fraud in a U.S. court in 2015, and it went on to pay a $3.5 billion fine for its role in the LIBOR scandal. But notice, folks, nobody went to jail. Nobody was charged. Not really. So we just, okay, we got caught. Here's $3.5 billion. Now leave us alone. But fast forwarding to 2017, it reached a $7.2 billion settlement with the Justice Department in early 2017. Now, think about this, folks. When these fines are paid by these banks, where does that money go? It doesn't go to you. You're the ultimate bailer out of the failed banks, aren't you? I'm sorry, did you get a refund check in the mail? Maybe it was direct deposit and nobody noticed it was there. In June of 2017, Deutsche Bank trader David Liu, who was based in Singapore, pleaded guilty to conspiring to spoof gold, silver, and platinum and palladium futures. He did this in a federal court in Chicago, confirming that the biggest banks in the world have conspired to rig precious metals markets. Wow. While Trump granted five-year exemptions to Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, Barclays, and a three-year exemption to UBS and Deutsche Bank, it should be noted that his administration is not the only one to have done this. The International Business Times noted in late 2016, the Obama administration extended temporary one-year waivers to five banks. Guess which five they were? The exact same ones. Which just happens to be the same ones, as the story continues, that Trump has now extended the exemptions on. Not surprisingly, the latest decision to pardon the banks comes in stark contrast to one of Trump's most applauded campaign promises, that he would finally stand up against Wall Street and demand that the most powerful banks be held accountable to the public. Quoting him, he said, "I'm not going to let Wall Street get away with murder." Theft, yes. Murder, no. Oh. "Wall Street has caused tremendous problems for us. We're going to tax Wall Street." And the lunacy continues. Unabated, it will continue. And folks, we're into the 10th year of the greatest of the Great Depressions. Some people think that this is the Great Recession 2.0. No, it isn't. This is worse than 1929. And the signs are all around, except you have liars that keep stock markets up over 25%. The economy's strong. It's doing good. Bull. It is not doing well. Mikey, play me a commercial. I have a medical emergency. We'll be back after the break, folks. A little touch of that flu, but I wasn't going to skip today. We'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
See who the real rulers are in Washington, or actually the rulers of us all. I am just amazed, Mr. Trump. We're going to make America great again. Oh, let's put on our rose-colored glasses. Let me see, our $150 trillion in debt. The bankers that colluded back in 08. You want collusion? Now there's your collusion. Every one of these sons of buggers should have been charged, brought into court, found guilty of their crimes, of which it was. Oh, but, you know, they were just following, they were allowed to do what they did. Oh, we just changed the rules to allow the criminals to operate with more latitude in Washington. And here we are 10 years later. The economy's great, isn't it, folks? Don't you think the economy's great? The projection. I mentioned this the other day. The projection is there will be 12,000 store closings in the United States in 2018. Now, do you think that has to do with Amazon or people making purchases online? Is this the damage? Minimal at best. Minimal at best. The economy is illusion, folks. 4% unemployment, I couldn't believe. You know, it couldn't have been 6.5% or 6.25%. No. We had to go to the ridiculous notion that there's only 4% of the population of America out of work. Sears, Roebuck and Company. They got $100 million. They're scrambling around to find some investment and another $200 million to total $300 million in investments to save their stores. Well, what they're not really telling you is they're $1 billion in debt. Wow. So I guess they're doing what governments do. We're in debt, so we're going to keep borrowing more money and putting us further in debt that we'll never be able to pay back. So with this highly touted tax plan, this tax plan that they gave us, that it was going to put money back into people's pockets, and they're going to run out to Sam's Club and buy, well, wait a minute. Well, you might have to go to a different state if you want to hit a Sam's Club. Walmart abruptly closes 260 Sam's Club stores, firing thousands on the same day it raised minimum wages. You know, you can call this insensitive. You can call it whatever you want. But these are the bean counter, boards that you're seeing, along with CEOs that don't give a damn except their jobs, their bonuses, and they don't give a hang about you. Walmart was quick to make a media splash with the news it was raising the starting hourly wage to $11 an hour, expanding employee benefits and offering workers bonuses of up to $1,000 in response to the Trump tax cuts. Now, there's another thing they're not telling you here. In order to get that $1,000, I think you had to be with Wally World or its subsidiary for 20 years. Wow. Thank you for underpaying and overworking me all those years. Now you're going to give me $1,000, but I won't get it if I've got 19 years, 362 days in. I probably got to have a cutoff point someplace. Jessica Buckner, an audit team led at Sam's Club location in Anchorage, told local TV station KTVA that all Alaska stores are closing as part of a larger downsizing across the U.S. She said, from what I've heard, there's over 260 stores that have been closed down. The wholesale club's official closure date is January 26, Buckner said. The closures also affect stores in New Jersey, New York, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Louisiana, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas. In some locations, per social media, people showed up to work only to be told that their location was closing with no advance notice. Got a picture of the story up on the site. republicbroadcasting.org. There's the sign, Sam's Club is closed today. We regret any inconvenience. No, it was permanently shuttered. Workers weren't even told. They were showing up to go to work at a store that was no more. And the tweets went rampant. Jason Miles tweeted in, Sam's Club shut down. Employees at this S-Loop store told me they showed up to work and were told the store is closed effective today. Sign in the door says the same thing. Hearing other stores also affected, waiting on answers from parent company. And this went bonkers on the social media. Millions of retweets. The chain, which competes with Costco, has been, and here's the funny thing. Now, let me stop right here. Costco employees. Mike, what are they making over there an hour? What are they making, $14, $15 an hour? You don't hear about Costco being in such trouble having to close down stores. And how in the hell do you justify shutting down your Sam's Club stores in Alaska, leaving them none, only after they destroyed businesses that used to be there? Oh, that we used to refer to that as the mom and pop stores. You know, the hardware stores. Remember those folks? I remember when I was a kid, I remember Wolf Hardware. It was fascinating for me as a child to walk through that place and look at all the stuff that I didn't understand what all these little parts and little trinkets and things went to. But it was fascinating to me. Bin after bin of washers and nuts and screws and all kinds of things. If you needed it, it was at that hardware store. If you didn't need it, that guy was there. He had enough knowledge to tell you what you needed. Excuse me one second.
It's time to declare your...
I think it was our friend in Canada that just had to call into my extension right next to my microphone. Anyhow, back to the story. The chain, which competes with Costco, now they have 650 locations employing more than 100,000 people, with an average of 175 employees per store, according to the company. Now, folks, is this because you need to make this guy go away, Mike? Meanwhile, Gordon Haskett analyst Chuck Grom calculated that Walmart's wage investment is just 15% of the tax gain. According to Haskett, Walmart may see a tax rate of 23% in fiscal year 2019 versus the current 32%, which should provide a $2 billion windfall. As such, he adds, the labor investment of $300 million represents just 15% of the total, assumes a similar amount will go forward investments in price. It's their doublespeak. What will the company use for the rest of the money on? Why, higher dividend payments and accelerated buybacks, of course. Oh, and free advertising. Isn't this amazing? Yes, the economy is so good, we've got to shut stores. The prediction is going to be 12,000 retail outlets closing this year in this country. Do you think it's because of the competition from Amazon? If you do, you're adult. The issue of private property, which made everybody feel good, because you know what? That solidified our rights, a lot of them. John Rappaport says, once private property is abolished, the advocates for utopia win. They build their heaven on earth, which means they can take what they want and run civilization top down. They can keep saying nobody owns anything, but in fact they own it all. They execute this squeeze play as if there were messiahs eradicating the primeval. This is such a preposterous stage play that in the name of society, it would close down after one night. John Rappaport says, newsflash, there is a difference between the idea and the way the idea is applied in practice. The idea of private property can certainly be twisted to mean, I will steal what you have, make it my own, and then declare it is my property, over which I have control. But the idea of private property remains independent of what people will do to distort it. A child used to be able to see this. Centuries of struggle resulted in a shift from monarchs and priest classes owning all available lands to individuals having the right to own their own land. Now, once that principle was firmly established, groups immediately tried to modify the principle to their advantage. In 1776, a group called the Illuminati declared its existence in Bavaria, and one of its guiding ideas was the abolition of all private property. That concept traveled down to Karl Marx and to the communist agenda. Private property was called an inherent crime. Instead, the people and / everybody would own all property. This garbled, incoherent pronouncement would be backed up by the ruling government, who would act as stewards for the masses, meaning the government would take control of all property until such time as the people evolved to a point where the state was unnecessary. As a straight con, it was kind of weak. A two-bit hustler on a street corner with a folding table and three cards could see through it in a second. The people evolving? The state withering away on its own? Equity defined as everybody owning everything? Of course, if people injected their own utopian fantasies into the mix, if people assumed the government was a benevolent force for good, if people assumed that there was everybody operating unanimously, if people fantasized about a history of tribes who fought wars against each other, gracefully abdicating the whole notion of individual property, well, then yes, the abolition of private property became a marvelous proposition. In the cold, stark reality of day, folks, however, with a clear mind, the idea was at best horrible. It was quite insane. It signaled a transfer of property from the individual to the power-mad lunatics posing as the people. And needless to say, this idea of no private property is alive and well on planet Earth today. We are in another round of fantasy-drenched propaganda. In a nutshell, the threat of pure private property is, it establishes individual rights that stand against the unchecked force of government, corporate banking nexus. It implies that the individual is free, independent, and the ruler of what he owns. To which the addled mind replies, but suppose a person is polluting his land and the poison is running beyond his borders and endangering others. Oh, what if? Well, that's called a crime, and it should be prosecuted. It should be stopped. The fact that it is often ignored doesn't negate the whole assumption of private property. It points to the corruption of public officials who refuse to prosecute the offender. Here's the utopia laid bare. The government and its partners, who are doing everything they can to limit, squash, and outlaw the individual right to own property, are the same force that is acting as a wondrous representative of all the people. Surrender to this force. Give it power to appropriate all property and hold it in trust. For that day when the population has risen to enlightenment, when the open sharing of everything is a natural impulse, then victory will be ours. If I want to go mindless and never visit planet Earth again, I want the stuff that they're smoking. Well, the open helping hand, not the hammer, not the iron fist, the smiling guide. Not the monarch, the servant of humanity. If you buy that one, I've got waterfront condos on sale on Jupiter's four moons. No terms, cash up front. Construction begins in 2058. I promise you. Yeah, we're going to start construction in 2058. Buy now. The Homeowners Association actually owns the condos and the land. They are a subsidiary of the Jupiter Government Authority. There are no rules, no flags of any kind flying from porches, no privately owned electricity generators, no growing of vegetables or fruit on the land, no weapons. Domiciles must be shared with migrants arriving from Earth. The migrants are given beds, meals, and clothing. Possessions are shared. The prime directive, everything belongs to everybody.
power to the people. Yeah.
Whew. Now, there is a direct line. Remember Adam Weishaupt? And his little secret society thing? Well, what was that thing called? Illuminati? Oh, no, it was called the Illuminati. By the way, I haven't anybody comment on this. Have you seen the new Taco Bell ad? Okay, they're selling what they're calling a stacker for a buck. But the whole damn thing is nothing but Illuminati propaganda. Wow. Thanks, fellas. Looks like I won't be eating a Taco Bell no more. And that's as close as I got to Mexican food, and people look at me and go, "You think Taco Bell's Mexican?" If you don't like hot, spicy foods, yeah.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I am having an ongoing battle with my board operator. What year is that car? A 1991 Subaru station wagon pile of crap. It'll do 120 with an 80 mile an hour Texas tailwind, I might add, that overheats. He just had it worked on and he's out there pouring gallons of water, and he doesn't know where the leak is coming from. After Subaru mechanics had gone through it and said, okay, it's good now. And I've got to wait for you to come back from the break. And I've got to yell to you in the parking lot, "Hey, Michael, we're coming back." And I hear this faint little voice going, "Okay." Would you do me a favor? I know you're into rescuing. It doesn't apply to inanimate objects. Let it go. I'm going to burn it. Is that car got insurance? I better not say that. Somebody will do it just to get me in trouble. Anyhow. Speaking of our Illuminous friends, Adam Weishaupt. Now, one of the key ideas, that are shared with the little secret society, the Illuminist, is the abolition of private property. And it, to no surprise, many people hold a negative view of Weishaupt, the Illuminati, and especially Marx. And so it followed the globalists to couch their ideas about property in more acceptable terms. That feat, one of many attempted, by the way, was expressed in 1976 by Carla Hills. She was then the U.S. Trade Representative and a key member of the Rockefeller Trilat Commission. Hills is credited as the principal architect of the globalist NAFTA treaty, which has destructively affected the U.S. and Mexican economies. Patrick Wood, author of the classic Technocracy Rising, unearthed Hill's brief statement on private property. He says, "I've broken up her remarks into three parts so I can comment after each mind-bending point." Carla Hill says, "Land, because of its unique nature and the cultural role that it plays in human settlements, cannot be treated as an ordinary asset. Controlled by individuals and subject to the pressures and inefficiencies of the market." Wow. Rappaport says her use of the term human settlements is curious, as if her reference to crucial role it plays. Is she trying to take us back to an ancient period in human history when people were first abandoning nomadic existence and turning to agriculture and fixed communities? It appears so. She wants us to think of land in terms of, oh, look, we can stop wandering and then we can live right over here. And this space of soil will play a crucial role in our future. It's been centuries since private ownership of land became a reality. But Hills doesn't seem to acknowledge that. And through her use of the human settlement, she also wants us to believe that the ancient concept of an entire community moving on to land to live is the only valid view. Got to move on. Nothing to live for here. An individual staking a claim to land or buying it is verboten. It is a corruption of the natural order of things. More on this, and I'll take your calls today as well at 800-313-9443. Asshats, moles, and trolls, you'll be cut off immediately. I'm over you. Get over us. We're going to be here, and we're going to continue, no matter of your trite little attempts to disrupt the program. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. "My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.